Success stories and interviews with game changers and thought leaders who have overcome both in life and in business. Welcome to Vertical Momentum.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Vertical Momentum. I am your host, Richard Kaufman, also known as the Comeback Coach. And guys, you know that on this show, we have today's thought leaders and game changers. And this gentleman we're going to have on today is both. And he's the first comedian that I've ever had on the show. And it's going to be very lighthearted and fun. So guys, just enjoy. But I want to thank our sponsors. Daniel Curry of Indy's IT department. If you guys are ever worried about any cybersecurity issues, any computer issues, definitely check out Daniel at Indy's IT department. He can work remote from anywhere around the world, and he'll definitely take care of you because he actually set up my computer, because everybody knows I'm blind, and he actually set up a computer for me that I can use being visually impaired. So definitely check him out, Indy's IT department. Pete, my brother, how are you doing today?
I'm all good, mate. I'm all good, Richard. How are you?
Oh, man. You know what? Life is so good, brother. And, you know, as I knew we were going to talk today, I started watching some of your videos. And then we went out to dinner with my cousins the other night. And we were just sitting and joking and laughing. And it's so, you're so right when you say that laughter is the best medicine. So, you know, I want to say thank you for putting a little bit of fun back in my life again.
Oh, it's my pleasure, mate. It's my pleasure.
So talk to, so obviously you have that nice New Jersey accent. So, where are you from? And what kind of little kid was Pete? What kind of kid was he?
Okay, so I'm from the UK. I'm from a city called Bristol. So you might have heard of an artist called Banksy. That's he comes from Bristol. So that's okay. where I'm from. And what type of kid was I? Wow.
Yeah, we're gonna hop back in the way back machine.
Wow. Okay, I was popular. I'd like to say popular kid. You know, I had a lot of friends. I used to get myself into trouble, but out of trouble quite easily. So I was a bit of a clown at school, but used to get in a little bit of trouble, but I used to be able to talk myself out of the trouble quite easily. So I think that's where like the entertainer side of things came from.
So now, you know, because most people, when you think of, you know, like the UK, you really don't think of many big name, you know, comedians. And so, because like when I was over there in the military, I met a lot of people, great people, but it was like a lot of dry humor. Mm-hmm. And so who in your life got you into being happy? And, you know, or is it something that you were just born with an innate gift?
Yeah, I think it's, I've always had a happy upbringing. I mean, my old man was in the forces as well, actually. So, you know, he wasn't around for the beginning, he was around, but he was based away. And we sort of from the age of five, when I was five, we got based back. My mum said, no, enough moving around. We're going to stay still here for a bit. So, but who gave me that comment, like that lightheartedness? I think just having a happy house around me. I think, you know, sort of the humor side of things came from, I suppose, just watching different like sitcoms in the UK. Used to like watching a lot of comedy, used to laugh a lot. Stuff like Fawlty Towers and like Monty Python sort of stuff I used to like watching when I was a kid.
My kids absolutely love Monty Python. Yeah. And when I was a kid, I used to feel dirty because I loved Benny Hill.
Uh-huh.
I watched as many episodes as I could because I just thought he was hysterical.
It's it just reminds you that.
And I love comedy. I'm a big guy. I love listening to, you know, any kind of, you know, I love comedy roasts. Those are my favorites. Uh-huh. But I listen, you know, I love anybody that can be laughing, but also just laugh at themselves and be self-deprecating, because sometimes people take themselves way too seriously.
Yeah, completely. I think, you know, the sort of laughter side of things that I do is I coach and teach laughter yoga, which is actually the whole sort of thought process behind it is the fact that we don't need jokes or we don't need humor to laugh, and we can actually laugh for no reason at all, which is true. You know, laughter is just an out breath it's just a ha on an out breath. But so I suppose when I discovered it back in 2016, it came at a moment in my life where I was just like, wow, I didn't realize we could feel like this from doing these fake laughing exercises. And I've used it through quite a bit of adversity as well, sort of just laughing and not laughing at things because, you know, I think they're funny, but laughing because I know how it makes me feel to overcome, you know, some adversity and some challenges. Because a lot of the time as humans, we don't, you know, we like if something's going on. I mean, for instance, what's going on in the world at the moment? You know, it's a you could quite easily just watch the news. You could quite easily just be completely just down, stressed, anxious, overwhelmed by everything. Or you could put a little spin on it and just go, well, I can't do anything about it, but I can laugh internally or externally. And I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm just laughing to keep my head in a good space, basically. And then you just see the world as a different, with a nice yellowy tinge to it rather than that gray tinge, which quite a lot of the newspapers like to do for us.
And, you know, and a lot of people don't realize that when you do laugh, you know, you're sending different, it helps with your serotonin levels in your brain. Mm-hmm. It helps with your whole, you know, your whole body when you're laughing, and it actually does heal. So when did you first start thinking, put the two together? What made you put the two together and you're thinking, wait a minute, you know, this may be this and healing all goes together, because a lot of people won't put those two together. You know, healing and laughing is not something you normally put together.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I say, so in 2016, when I discovered laughter yoga, I was at a festival and I was walking through an arboretum, heard laughter, thought there was a comedian, thought there was someone going to be on a stage. And as I walked around the corner, there was 100 people just lying on the floor, just laughing. And I thought, first thought was like, right, I know I'm at a festival, but this is just a bit wacky. And then I saw it said laughter yoga daily at 11:30 on a sign. So I went the next day and did the whole session. And the lying down bit was the end of the session. So you do lots of different breathing and laughing exercises, lots of childlike play. And when I was lying down, I just couldn't stop laughing, like literally, because the thing is, your body doesn't know the difference between a fake and a real laugh. So whilst you do some fake laughing exercises, the real laughter starts coming. So once I'd started laughing and couldn't stop laughing, and then it started subsiding after probably about 5-6 minutes, someone started like laughing to my left or chuckling to the right, and it just set me off again, because again, laughter's contagious. And we do a little meditation at the end of a laughter session, and they did this grounding meditation, and I sat up and I just felt really sort of clean and really energized and really focused and just a completely different person. Like I'd had this full body workout, and that's when I sort of decided to dive deeper into the world of laughter yoga, just to go, right, what is this? And, you know, why is it so good for us? And so fast forward to 2019, I actually discovered, you know, learned how to be a laughter yoga leader. And that's when I really started realizing, you know, the fact that when you do laugh, you get the spikes of endorphins, your serotonin, your dopamine. So all these happy hormones are flying around your brain. But also where we're doing sharp intakes of oxygenated breath, you know, we're getting, you know, it strengthens our immune system. So it actually does make us more resilient to sort of, you know, colds and flus and stuff. And what's been really interesting, Richard, is that I've interviewed a few people on my podcast when it comes to laughter yoga and they're yogis. And one question I ask is like, when was the last time you were ill? And no one, like, they can't say like, oh, it was, you know, last, I don't know, 6 months ago, I had a cold. They say like 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, I had a cold. And that's because they laugh every day as a practice. So it is a really good medicine. But it needs to be intentional as well. You need to know that actually I'm going to do my laughter practice today. I'm going to laugh for 10 minutes continuously without stopping. And that's when the magic happens.
And, you know, it's definitely a great abdominal workout, because I know sometimes, like, me and my cousins will get together and she has a certain laugh. It's a cackle and you can't help but just laugh. And then when she laughs and you laugh harder, and it just goes on for minutes, and you feel like you just did 1,000 sit-ups.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just by having that good laugh. Now, are you the only one doing this? Is there other people out there doing this laughter yoga?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 26 years it's been going. So it's there is a network of, I reckon there's like at least 5,000 yogis across the world. I mean, in the States, I know quite a few that are over that side of the pond, but it's still very underground. It's still very underground, and I think what's happening is it's getting more and more exposure. And I think, you know, the more people that do it, that, you know, so personally, it's one of these things, Richard. When you do it for the first time, you go, oh, that you either go, well, that was cool, or you go, yeah, or you go, wow, that was amazing. And that's where I went. I went, oh, this is amazing. I want to do more of this. And then you just dive in deeper. And then, like, I've become, you know, it's my mission this year to bring laughter to 1 million people. That's what I've set myself out as this mission, because I think, well, actually, you know, especially with everything that's going on, we need laughter right now in our lives, because it is such a good healer. And it's so there are plenty of laughter yogis, but you just obviously need to go and find them, because they're not maybe as good at advertising themselves like I've been doing, I suppose, on LinkedIn.
So you have a lot of talents, and I want to talk about them. I was amazed that when I checked out your book, I was not expecting that. So talk to us about your book. It was, you know, because I'm thinking about the Laughter Man, and then, but now, you know, I'm reading a book about chefs, and I was just, so you have like a different dichotomy. There's like a couple of different personalities in there. So talk to us about the book and why you wrote the book.
Okay. So I run a chef agency in the UK. So we supply chefs to pubs, restaurants, hotels, and everything. And in, again, 2000, it must have been about 2014, I built an app where we could place chefs into different businesses. And as part of that process, I thought, well, do you know what? I'm going to write a book about it's called 69 Ways to Please a Chef. And it, you know, went out to a lot of different chefs in my community I had at the time and said, look, what really gets you goat with waiting staff? What gets you goat with customers? And then created this book, which is a bit tongue in cheek. Well, it's very tongue in cheek. It's very easy. It's got little pictures and a little, you know, like a paragraph of humor, really, about, you know, why I don't know if you've ever worked in hospitality, the pen that you can never find a bloody pen. It's just like, and it's like the sword of Excalibur. It's just like it's unfound. And that's sort of where the book came, really. It's just like I thought, well, you know, it was just something that I thought I can do this. I can write a book about it. It's like I say, it's not a hard read. It's quite an easy read. But I do feel like I've got another book in me when it comes to the laughter, for sure.
You know, I wrote one book and I think I'm done. I think it's a wrap. I don't think I got anything left. I think I blew my load on that one and that was it. So now you have your own podcast. Talk to us about your podcast and what made you start it, you know, because a lot of, you know, everybody has a podcast, but you have a really great niche, because I don't think there's many people doing a podcast about what you talk about.
No, completely. Last year, in 2020, it all morphs into one nowadays with everything that's going on. When sort of lockdown kicked in the UK, we had World Laughter Day, which was in May, and I did this challenge where I passed one of the exercises in laughter yoga. It's called a giggle phone. So it's like you put a pretend phone to your ear, you pretend that there's someone on there, and you just laugh like that. And then we pass it on when you're in person. Now, what I did, I passed it across like imagine the screen. So the phone came in from the right, they put it to their ear, they laughed, they pushed it to the left, out of screen. And I ended up bringing together like over 800 people across the world through this laughter phone. And there's a 2-hour video out there, which if you've got 2 hours that you just want to see lots of different people laughing, it's a really entertaining watch. And but after I did that, I thought to myself, it's just like, well, actually, I've just met loads of laughter yogis that, you know, that I've come onto my radar now because of the giggle phone. It would be really nice to create a platform or a podcast where I get to interview these yogis to find out, you know, why laughter yoga came into their life, how they discovered it, but how laughter has actually enhanced their life, and you know, and the stories that they've also got from practicing and also teaching other people, because some of the stories, I mean, myself from teaching, you know, or running laughter sessions, the main one that sticks to my mind was it, and actually it was my first big event I did, and this lady came up to me, and she must have been in her 70s, and she said, look, the first thing she said, I said, I want to thank you for making me, you know, bringing laughter to me. And I was like, that's okay. She said, I haven't laughed for 6 months. And I was like, okay. She said, it's because I'm in remission. And that just sort of blew my mind, because actually she hadn't laughed for 6 months. And because of the you know, the way I led the session, she actually opened up and laughed, and there was tears in her eyes. And it's just like, that's the power that I had. And I was just like, wow, this is amazing. And so I've gone on a bit of a tangent there, Richard, from why the podcast to, but being able to hear all these different stories of all these different people that have used laughter as a coping mechanism to get through adversity has been really, really powerful.
And I think I love that, because I was leading into the next question. Can you talk to us, you know, about the 10 benefits of laughter?
Yeah, sure. So it's, benefits of laughter. I mean, the first one is you get a release of all the positive chemicals. So you've got your endorphins, your dopamine, and your serotonin. So they're all positive chemicals, but it also curbs your cortisol, which are your stress hormones. So when you're laughing, you can't be stressed or anxious. So it, you know, so by laughing, it also reduces stress and anxiety. It also connects us at a deeper level. So when we laugh with people, we automatically have this connection with them. So whether it's in person or whether it's online, or even in a minute, we'll do some laughter, Richard, and we'll have a connection from laughing together. It also, you know, the workout you mentioned about your abdomen muscles or abdominal muscles, it is a workout. They say 10 minutes of laughter is a 15 minutes on the rowing machine. So it is a really good physical workout, which obviously also improves our immune system as well. So strengthens our immune system. So it's got so many positives.
And, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people, like, we're in such a world right now where, you know, I stopped watching the news. I mean, I literally just go on the news to see what the weather is going to be, and that's mm-hmm. it. And I think a lot of it is what people, you know, what people read, what people listen to, the stuff that they take in actually causes depression. It causes you not to be happy. So what kind of things do make you smile, make you happy? What do you enjoy doing for your own self-care? Because, you know, I've known there's some comedians in the United States, you know, that actually have taken their own lives where they seem so happy on the outside, but inside they're really hurting. And I guess because a lot of it, they didn't have any self-care. Yeah. So how do you care for yourself?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you talk about comedians, because, you know, obviously I do come across as comedic. I get that. Although, you know, maybe these comedians, you know, they were trying to create a laugh out of somebody. And whereas for me, you know, I laugh with people. So actually to care for my, you know, laughter has been a massive part of my self-care, if I'm honest, Richard. You know, I've had moments where, you know, I really dived into laughter to cope with what was going on in my world, because I mentioned this chef app that I created. Well, it didn't take off, unfortunately. We borrowed a lot of money, and we needed the people that we borrowed the money from came knocking on the door saying they wanted the money back. And it put me into a really, really, really dark space where I was just like, actually, this, I need to find a mechanism or something to deal with. And that's where I started watching more laughter yoga videos and just laughing, you know, going through the laughter practices. So I would say laughter, definitely, you know, every day I laugh. That sometimes at the weekends I don't. And do you know what? I feel the difference if I haven't laughed. So that definitely helps me. I run. I'm training for the London Marathon at the moment. So, which was supposed to be last year, that obviously got postponed. So, that's something else that I do. I do like to get out in nature, and I meditate as well on a daily basis. And, so I've got lots of different things, but I think if you take the laughter out of that, then I'm still looking after myself, but it's just the laughter that puts me into a higher vibration.
You know, and I've been hearing that word vibration a lot, especially the last couple months. So now, obviously, with COVID, obviously there had to be some restrictions, and you kind of had to pivot in a couple ways. So how has COVID affected you, you know, especially, you know, live events and stuff like that? And how have you pivoted to actually still be helping more people, but sometimes not as much as in person?
Yeah, so I think, you know, okay, the first thing that COVID did, if you know, to be honest, was it virtually decimated my chef agency business. So, which obviously isn't the laughter side, and I get that, but that was the first thing that happened. So therefore I dived deep into doing laughter online. Now, I was laughing online beforehand, 10 minutes a day with a little group of people. So I had it as a bit of a superpower for me. So I was laughing for 10 minutes. Then I would, once I'd finished the laughter, I would start creating. So whether it was writing articles, whether it was creating scripts, whatever it was, I got into this flow state. Now, once COVID kicked, and also actually pre-COVID, I was doing in-person events. Obviously that all stopped as well. So when COVID kicked, I started going online. And first of all, it was more about, there was a little group of us that created the Zoom laughter club, where we started laughing daily. There was four sessions a day. We were opening it up to anybody to come along. And after, I would say, probably about 3 weeks of doing these Zoom sessions every single day, I was just like, wait, there's something here. This works. We can get ourselves to uncontrollable laughter over Zoom. We don't need to be in person. Now, don't get me wrong, in person's much powerful. Much more powerful, because you it just is. But the Zoom laughter session started taking off, and then I started going, well, actually, let's start, you know, putting it as an offering for the corporate clients, and start getting bookings with teams in, you know, in businesses. And you know, like, I mean, today, for instance, I've run a session for Red Bull, and that's the second session I've done for them now with their team. So I've got like, I had 35 people on the Zoom call going through all these different laughing exercises. They're like having a great time, and it's just it definitely stopped the in-person stuff, but it's also made me sort of pivot to being able to do more of an online offering. And that's obviously where, you know, they're like doing the laughter lives on LinkedIn, and yeah, just trying to bring laughter in any platform that I can. It's, you know, it's made me sort of dive in deep into there, really.
Okay, now you got to tell me the story about the Red Hat. You know, because when I do interviews on podcasts or anything, I have to wear a hat on purpose, because I do it in honor of an American soldier. His name was Chris Kyle, and he always wore a hat. So I wear a hat in honor of him and tell his story. What is your hat? What is your story with the Red
Hat? Okay, so yeah, for those that you that. I wear a red hat. Basically, the laughter man has a red hat on. And the simple story is, when I discovered laughter yoga, it was at the festival at WOMAD in the UK, and that hat was the hat I used to wear to the festival before I discovered laughter yoga. So in the evening, you know, when you're at a festival, I used to go, you know, I used to wear a dinner jacket, shorts, flip flops, dinner jacket, tie, and the red hat, because I'm at a festival. That's just what I was doing. It's just how you just bimble around having a good time. And then when I discovered laughter yoga, I was like, actually, the red hat just seemed seemed ideal, seemed like the right thing to be wearing. And then it just became part of the brand. And then next thing, you know, because I also wear a waistcoat when I do my my sessions as well. So I've got the waistcoat and the red hat. And the waistcoat, again, has got a bit of a backstory, because when I did my first ever session, when I was on a retreat with some other business people, and I offered to do a laughter session, I said, look, let me try and do this laughter yoga session with you guys, just to do it. And the weekend was a themed around there's a program called Peaky Blinders, and it was all about sort of like the way they used to dress was with waistcoats and, you know, three-piece suits, etc. So when I did the session at this retreat, I had everybody laughing, and I just, like, all of a sudden that evening, when there was like, what are you going to do? You know, what are we going to do in January, for 2019? What's your one thing, your one goal? And mine was, I'm going to create a laughter group. And so it just seemed right to actually wear the waistcoat and then the red hat. And then that became the brand.
You know, I follow you now, now we've become friends. So, and I'm watching everything that you do. I'm actually studying it. I'm actually thinking about taking up laughter yoga. I've never done yoga, but I love laughing my ass off. So, okay, I have a question. Why do we cry when we laugh? I know that was one of your latest posts, and I never put the two together until you explained it. So can you give a short synopsis?
Do you know what? You've caught me, Richard. I can't remember. That's really bad, isn't it?
Hey, you know what? So we're just two old guys trying to remember.
Exactly. Stuff. I mean, just the fact is that, you know, when we cry and when we laugh are completely different. You know, it's a different tears, basically. I remember that bit, but basically, yeah, it's that's really, really poor. I will go and do my research and revisit the video and remember what I said in it.
Because, like, you know, we went to a comedy show the other night, matter of fact. We went to a show, and I cried. I laughed so hard, I actually cried. And when I walked out of there, I felt so good. I felt like, you know, I was at the gym for 2 hours. I just felt great. And then I thought back to your videos, and I'm like, wow, I think he's really got something. And I think you're going to hit your goal of 1 million. I think you're well on your way.
I think so.
So what are some of the people, you know, because I love, you know, always ending on a positive note. You know, I'm always a positive guy anyway. But, you know, some of the people that you've had in some of your programs, you don't have to mention them by the name, but tell some of their success stories of how they felt after being involved in your program.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, it's so people that struggle with sort of depression is definitely one, you know, that actually, you know, because, again, I don't personally, you know, I've never luckily had to deal with it too much, but they used laughter as a coping mechanism just to keep them in that headspace and be able to actually see a lighter way. There was someone else that had multiple or MS, and she sort of some days she would, you know, she couldn't even get out of bed. So she would, like, there'd be sessions in the Zoom sessions where she'd be lying there looking at the, you could see that she was lying with her head on the pillow and she'd be laughing, but which was just nice, because it was just, you knew that, like, she'd message me later and say, you know, I really needed that, because that actually got me to get out of bed today and get on with my day, you know, in the best way I could. So and then there's, like, the business sort of side of things, where I've got other, you know, other people that run, you know, quite stressful businesses, where actually they put themselves into a good headspace beforehand, and they, you know, they deal with you know, the day to day. Another success story is someone that had an interview that was really sort of quite nervous about that, like whether they were going to get the interview before they turned up. And we sort of ran through a bit of laughter session, laughter yoga, some exercises. I gave them some tips to say, look, try these few exercises before you step into the interview, and just reduce the stress and anxiety and just get yourself into a calm place beforehand. So yeah, there's lots of really interesting, you know, people use it. Like you said, you know, you after 2 hours, you felt like you'd done a workout from comedy, and it's the way laughter yoga works. And Richard, I'd love to get you on my Laughter Live on LinkedIn. I would absolutely love you to be a guest on that. So, you know, we we do a little introduction into who you are and what you're all about. And then we do a 10-minute laughter session where you don't talk. I do a little bit of talking and then we just laugh together for 10 minutes. And it takes probably about 5 or 6 minutes to sort of get over the whole, right, I'm doing this and I feel a bit silly. But actually, after that, that's when the magic starts happening and the real laughter comes. And you know, if you like to laugh, Richard, I think you'd be perfect for it.
Oh, I'm down with that. You know, I've always been that weird kind of guy anyway. I'll try anything once. You know, what's the worst that can happen? I pretty much, you know, and that won't be the first time either.
Oh, I love it.
So, last two questions I have. How do we find you? I mean, obviously, you send me all your links, but for people that are listening, I'm following you on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. I'm following you everywhere, but please tell us where we can find you.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, you know, the best, well, there's two ways to find me. First is petecann.com. That's Pete and then Cann, C-A-N-N for November.com. That's my website. It's got all my contact details and social channels. Or the other one is just typing hashtag the laughter man into Google and you will find me, because that's my handle across all the platforms, and whichever platform is your favorite social platform. I try and put stuff on most. I would say LinkedIn is probably my strongest platform where I hang out the most, but definitely come and say hi. You know, if you're listening to this now, I'd love to have a chat with you. It'd be amazing.
Now, if somebody wants to, I guess, get in touch with you to be able to, for you to teach them the laughter yoga, which would the best medium?
I would say LinkedIn or my website, and just that there's a contact me on the website.
Okay. Now, last question I ask everybody, and I love it because I ask 1,000 people, I get 1,000 different answers. You know, like we were talking earlier, we live in a crazy world. You know, we got grandparents teaching kindergarten kids homeschool and all this stuff. And if you ask the average person to do something in 7 days, they're pretty much never going to get to it. But if I ask somebody to take a actionable step in the next 24 hours, they're more likely to do it. So if you know somebody that might be struggling with maybe depression or just having some life issues, you know, like you said, your business kind of shit the bed, you know, and it wasn't, but because it was COVID, it wasn't your fault. What can somebody do in the next 24 hours to start getting into a better headspace?
I would say this, exactly what I'm about to do with you, Richard. Okay. So we're going to do two laughing exercises, right? The first one, we're going to just take a nice deep breath in and we're just going to let out a long ha on the out breath. So take a deep breath in. And ha, are you doing it as well, Richard?
Yeah, of course.
And this time we're going to take a deep breath in and we're going to let out two ha's. So deep breath in and ha, ha. And this time what we're going to do, we're going to take a deep breath in and we're going to hold it for 5 seconds and we're going to laugh for 10 seconds. Okay, so I want you to take a deep breath in. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, and and breathe in.
Stop, it'll get me started.
Breathe out. And that's, you know, that's one exercise. And then, you know, if we're going to get there, because I can hear you got the giggles, which is brilliant. So the next
once I get started, I just can't stop.
You would be amazing. Amazing. I love it.
So, guys, definitely check out my brother, Pete Cann. Check out all his social media, and I'm going to be dropping the links everywhere. Guys, I want to thank our sponsor once again. Daniel from Indy's IT department. If anybody has computer issues or a word about cybersecurity, definitely check him out. He is also a military veteran, and so thank you guys so much. Guys, if you're listening to this, please drop a comment, especially if we made you laugh at all. And definitely reach out to Pete, because I'm going to be reaching out to Pete, because I think this is going to be a great relationship. And, you know, and Pete, I always say, once somebody comes on the show, you know, we're friends for life. Now you're stuck with me. You know? So, Pete, thank you so much for hanging out today, brother. I really
appreciate it. It's my pleasure, mate. Thank you so much for having me. And I will send you a link and we'll get you on my laughter show, definitely.
God, yeah, I think that's going to be so much
fun. Here we go. This is straight off it. Like, because I've got a gap next Thursday, which is April Fool's Day, mate. So you up for that?
Yeah. Sure, why not? Sure. Yeah. You just have to let me know, you know, what time, because I know the time difference between the UK and here. So just send me a Zoom link.
I will do it. It is actually US audience, because I do it at 8:45 in the UK in the morning in the UK. But actually, I started doing the Tuesdays and the Thursdays at 3:45 in the afternoon to attract you lovely gigglers over in the US, basically. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm a big laugher. Funny. I love to laugh. So I think I'll be able to hurting. All right, brother. Well, thank you so much.
Take care. God bless you, brother. Bye-bye.
And have an amazing weekend. You too.
Cheers, Richard.
Brother, bye.
Thank you for joining us today. Please hit subscribe and share. Please feel free to leave us a comment.